Buenos días, buenos días, buenos días. Welcome to today's Mayito Minute. Today I'm going to share something with you guys. You've probably heard it before, but I'm gonna throw it out there because if you haven't heard this on this podcast, maybe you haven't been listening long enough or dug into, you know, some of the older episodes that I've gone into. But you know, one of the things that, and this is not the purpose of this episode, but I want to start off by saying this. One of the things that successful individuals do is they return to basics. They don't think themselves having graduated from, oh, I've heard that before. I've learned it. Okay, I'm out of here. Yeah, I've mastered that skill, right? I know how to execute it with my eyes closed, so therefore I'm not going to do it anymore. Successful individuals return to basics. They return to the little things that they know that need to get done. And so, what I'm going to share with us today is probably something that you've heard for sure, probably outside of this podcast and probably within an episode of this podcast as well. And it's the following. You know, life is, this is the quote or the principle or whatever, life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we respond to what happens to us. So 100%, that's everything. 10% of that is what happens to you, and 90%, so the vast majority of life, is how you respond to that 10%. And that is what is going to determine your quality of life, your satisfaction with your life. If we drill down and focus this more, that's going to be what is going to determine how successful you are, what you're able to achieve, the level of that you're able to perform at, the expectations that you can have for yourself, whatever it happens to be. So this 10%, we'll start with that one. It's small. It's minuscule. It's what happens to you. And where I want to take this 10% is the following. I want to maybe humble ourselves today, or I want us to at least get to thinking about this. Do we really think? Because, by the way, this is where we have a divide between folks that are successful and folks that are not as successful. The folks that are not as successful tend to put a lot of stock into this 10%. So it remains true whether you're successful or not, that 10% is about what happens. 90% is about how you react to what happens. But for folks that are not as successful, they like to really focus and kind of push all their chips in on this 10%. This is what happened to me. This is what's occurring. These are my circumstances. Like, they like to talk about that. They don't like to talk about, well, how are you responding to those? How are you allowing those to make you behave and think and feel and those kinds of things? But I want to return to that 10% because I want to humble us. Do we really think that, man, I had this 10% part. I had a hard day at work today. Well, do you really think you're the first person to ever have had a difficult day at work? Man, dealing with people, or, you know, dealing with my bosses or clients or whatever. You think you're the only one that's ever had to go through that? You think that 10% like makes you somehow different or special or unique in some way? Man, you know, I've got a family member that's ill right now, you know, that I'm having to take care of. Do you think that 10%, do you really think that you're the only person who's ever had an ill family member that you have had to take care of? Man, you know, gosh, you know, things are really tight for me financially. We're really having to, you know, rub two pennies together to try to make things work. That 10%, do you really think that you're the only individual that's ever had to deal with a financial strain of some sort on you and your family and all that kind of stuff? So I want to start by talking about that right there. This 10%, you can pretty much throw out anything that you are going through. anything, your circumstances, like what has happened to you. And you're, if you search, you probably don't have to search very long, but I understand some of these things can be pretty unique, and maybe you do have to search, you know, like for example, you know, oh, well, I have somebody that I know that has this illness, and this illness is only, you know, in 5% of the population. Well, you may have to search a little bit longer, but you, if you search long enough, you're going to find that 5%. So what I'm trying to say with this 10%, what happens to us is nobody is dealing with anything that anybody else has not gone through and or is going through currently. So let's just extinguish that. And let's just say whatever you think you can bring to the table that is going to wow everybody and think somehow you get a pass and, you know, you're special or unique in some way, it's just not true. It is just not true. And, you know, the key here is to, we need to acknowledge that 10%. We can't be blind to that 10%. It is happening to us. It is our present reality. But let's move to this 90%. How am I reacting to this? How am I responding to this? So now that's where the big differences are made. Okay, so you had a hard day at work. I had a hard day at work. Man, we've had those. It's not the first time. It's not the last time. A lot of people have had those. Great. How are you and I responding to that? And here is where we begin to see differences, because guess what? Hey, I had a hard day at work. Hey, so did I. Okay, cool. Well, how are you choosing to respond to that? And then how am I choosing to respond to that? And if our responses are different, then that is where we begin to see differences in, this is starting to kind of play itself out to where you tend to be more successful than I at work. I wonder why. Well, wait a minute. It's not because we're having hard days, because like you're having them and I'm having them. It's because you're choosing to respond differently than I am. And your response is a whole lot better in terms of keeping you satisfied, keeping you moving forward, keeping you doing the things you need to do, not getting emotionally invested. And I'm not doing that. Interesting. That's where the difference lies. It's not the hard day at work. Interesting, you know, financially, I'm strapped right now. Man, I ain't got no money. Man, everything, I mean, nowadays, geez, if you're listening to this currently, like, hey, inflation, man, everything is so expensive. Geez, my bills are going up. Man, I can't afford this. And okay, so there's a lot of us going through that, right? And how are you responding to that? How am I responding to that? And then, interesting. Look, we're seeing differences in how you're taking on the quote unquote financial crisis with the price of everything and inflation. I'm not going to get into all that, right? But like you're taking that on differently than I am. And interesting, that is creating a different quality of life for you than it is for me. Wow, I'm noticing that like my quality of life maybe is a little bit higher than yours. Now it's maybe not quantifiable, maybe in just how satisfied I am and, you know, the way that I can go about doing the things that I need to do. And interesting, it's because of our responses to the same circumstance, which is I'm financially strapped. So am I. Okay, well, we're responding differently to that. And this is where we see the differences in performance. And I'm going to call it performance. It doesn't have to be athletic. You can take this podcast any which way that you want. Performance in terms of how are you performing as a husband or a wife? How are you performing as a mom or a dad? How are you performing as a student? How are you performing in your profession? How are you performing as an athlete on the field or on the track or wherever it is, right? Like performance, just generally speaking. How are you performing? How are you, if we really want to take a very general approach, how are you performing in terms of, hey, here's life right here, and I'm on this planet, and I'm living life, and how am I performing as a human on a planet with everything that's going on and the 10% that's happening to me? You got to focus on that 90%. How are you going to respond to those things? And your response is really what makes the difference. So folks, I'm going to end by saying, are you aware of that? hopefully this podcast maybe will shed some light on that. Maybe you've gotten away from this and you need to get back to this. I don't know where you are currently personally, but can you become self-aware to realize that, like, hey, if I don't have the quality of life that I want, if I'm not performing at the level that I want, hey, you know what? Let me start investigating if perhaps my response to the things that are happening to me is what is causing that dip in performance or lack of, you know, me meeting the expectation that I have or whatever that happens to be, right? And chances are, folks, chances are, there's probably some grain of truth to that. Our responses and reactions to the 10% that's happening to us, chances are it maybe is knocking us down a little bit. And it's right there in front of us. So can we become self-aware to say, that response needs to change. I need to look at this differently. I need to respond differently, whatever that happens to be. All right, that's what I got. Don't focus on that 10%. Separate yourself from the masses. The masses love to talk about the 10%. You turn on the TV right now, or you hop on the internet and you go to your favorite, you know, news outlet or whatever, and you're going to find a hyper focus on the 10%. It's everywhere around us. It's the tractor beam is trying to pull us to focus on that 10%. You want to know why? Because that, I'm going to be honest with y'all, we're not necessarily talking much about sports today, but it's all right. This is relevant because focusing on that 10% is what makes people money. It's what is profitable. If we focus on the 10%, then we can get folks emotional and riled up and we can get them to make certain decisions. But instead, if we have, we've got individuals that are kind of, these are the go-getters, these are the ones achieving some great things. Man, what are they doing? Well, they're looking at that 10% that they're being thrown, and they're looking at it, and they're going, oh, okay, well, that's nice, but I'm going to focus on this 90% over here, which is my response to that. And lo and behold, man, I can't get to those people. The media, I can't get to those people. You know, our competitors, man, I can't get to those people. Right? Why not? Well, because, I mean, we're throwing this 10% at them, or, you know, this 10% is being thrown at them, but they generally just seem to have a response for it. They generally seem to adapt. They generally seem to have the grit and the motivation to get through that. They generally tend to be problem solvers and come up with solutions to these things. And shoot, they are a hard egg to crack. Because when you focus on the 90%, there is a way, there is a solution every single time. And when you focus on the 90%, you are paying attention and trying to find that solution to the 10% of things that are happening to you. And you become extremely powerful, you become extremely dangerous, you become darn right unstoppable. I got more, but I'm already at 13 minutes and I like to keep these short. So we're gonna park it there for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. Till next time.